If you'll turn to Jeremiah chapter 6, if you found your place in Jeremiah chapter 6, if you'll stand out of love and respect for the Word of God, if you are physically able, and I'd like you to read with me out loud on the even verses. I'll read by myself out loud on the odd verses here as we begin in verse 8, going down through verse 19. Be thou instructed, O Jerusalem, lest my soul depart from thee, lest I make thee desolate, a land not inhabited. Thus saith the Lord of hosts. They shall thoroughly glean the remnant of Israel as a vine. Turn back thine hand as a grape gatherer into the baskets. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. Therefore, I am full of the fury of the Lord. I am weary with holding it in. I will pour it out upon the children abroad and upon the assembly of young men together. For even the husband with the wife shall be taken, the aged with him that is full of days. And their houses shall be turned unto others, with their fields and wives together. For I will stretch out my hand upon the inhabitants of the land, saith the Lord. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people, slightly, saying, peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore, they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. Also, I set a watchman over you, saying, hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth. Behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Once again, we're going to take a look here in Jeremiah chapter 6. And as we have been just reminded of how dire these circumstances had become, I hope you paid attention as we were reading through the text as to the difficulties, to the depravity that had taken a place amongst God's people. Over here in verse 13, he talks about how the least of them, even to the greatest of them, everyone was given over to covetousness. And from the prophet, even unto the priest, everyone dealt falsely with the people of God. These things were very dire, very difficult. That Israel had become to such a case and such a circumstance and such a situation as this. God said, look, this is all bad. This is wrong. And these abominations have been committed. And therefore they shall all fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them, they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. But God was not done with his people. God was not to the place where he was really willing to give up on them, to quit on them. But rather he says to them in verse 16, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see. Today we're going to focus on just this thing of stand ye in the ways and see. Last week we talked about the old paths. What are the old paths? Verse 16, God tells his people to ask for the old paths.
And to find out that this is the good way to walk in them. But the people said, we will not walk therein. They heard the trumpet. He said, hearken unto the sound of the trumpet. But they said, we will not hearken. The evil came upon them. The judgment came upon them because they have not hearkened unto his words, nor to his law, but rejected it. As we look at this little portion here, where God says, stand ye in the ways and see. Folks, God does not expect us to just come up with the way of life and the path of life out of nowhere. He doesn't just say, okay, look, I'm just going to throw you into this and you find out for yourself how it all works. God cares. God is ordered. God is in control. God is in charge. God is the one orchestrating everything. He's putting everything into place, everything into time, everything into purpose. God is in control. But God made us in his image. You understand that as fallen man, what do we really want? To be in control. We want to be in control. We want to make the decisions in our life. We want to be the ones directing our own paths, directing our own ways, directing our own steps, because that's where we feel most comfortable. When do we feel the least comfortable? When someone else is in control of our life. Right? That puts us at a disadvantage. Right? That puts us at a place where we're like, well, do they really know what they're doing? One of the reasons why I like to drive everywhere I go is because I'm a control freak. Okay? So this is why. I'm just that kind of man. I would rather be the one driving because I want to be in control. And I like driving, so that works for me, so it fits for me. Some of you just like to be driven around. When I'm the passenger, I'm just a bad passenger. I'm not very trustworthy. One of my mentors, you know him, Dr. Smith. He often tells how he likes to drive. He likes to do things, and he's an aggressive driver. I don't know anything about that. But, because that's not true. But he would often tell his wife when they got in the car, he'd say, Diana, gag or blindfold? But we want to be in control. God says, stand in the way and see. Can I tell you something? In this life, if you just take a step back and take the time to stand in the way and to see what's ahead, to see what's out there, you will begin to notice that there are many paths of life. There are many paths of life. Now you say, but Pastor, we teach and believe that there's only one path of life. Yes, I understand. That's the path we should take. But there are other options. God says, stand in the way and see. And ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. So he's saying there are many paths to life. There are many ways to life. And you need to take a step back and to see. And then not make the judgment on your own. He said, ask for the old paths. He said, find out from someone else Where are the old paths? Why does he say, why doesn't he say, stand in the way and see and choose the old paths? No, he says, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way that you should walk therein? So you understand that God says that we are not going to be able to discover the old paths for ourselves. Because we are sinful flesh. We are cursed in our human nature. Let me give you some verses here that talk about this. Jeremiah chapter 10, verse 23. Jeremiah says, O Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. It is not in man that walketh to direct his steps. So Jeremiah says, Lord, I know that the way of man is not in himself. Folks, if we follow our own ways and our own paths and our own reasoning, we will go down the wrong path every single time. As the children of Israel would go from a leader to leader and such and so forth, for a time they would follow after God, because the ways of God were shown to them and they chose to follow that path. But there were time after time where those leaders, those good leaders, those people that were in charge would go off of the scene, and then every man would do that which is right in his own eyes. And they'd get off the right path. They'd stop following the old path. They'd lose the old path and quit walking in them. In Proverbs 21, Solomon says, the way of man is froward and strange. But as for the pure, his work is right. Job said of those that follow their own path, it says, my brethren have dealt deceitfully as a brook. And as a stream of brooks they pass away, which are blackish by reason of the ice. And wherein the snow is hid, what time they wax warm, they vanish. When it is hot, they are consumed out of their place. The paths of their way are turned aside. They go to nothing and perish. Later on in Job 24, he says again about these people. They are those that rebel against the light. They know not the ways thereof, nor abide in the paths thereof. The murder rising with the light killeth the poor and needy, and in the night as a thief. The eye also of the adulterer waiteth for the twilight, saying, no eye shall see me, and disguiseth his face. In the dark they dig through the houses, which they had marked for themselves in the daytime. They know not the light, for the morning is to them even as the shadow of death. If one know them, they are in the terrors of the shadow of death. He is swift as the waters. Their portion is cursed in the earth. He beholdeth not the way of the vineyards. Drought and heat consume the snow waters, so that the grave, those which have sinned. The natural state of man is to walk in the ways of this world, to do the things of this world. In Chronicles, two accounts here in Chronicles, we see that people, kings, leaders, people in charge of God's people, walked in the ways of the house of Ahab, for his mother was his counselor to do wickedly. Another king walked in the ways of the kings of Israel and made molten images for Balaam. These are the leadership of God's people, not walking in the old paths, not choosing to walk in them, but rather walk in the ways of this world. In Psalm 17, David says concerning the works of men, by the word of thy lips, I have kept me from the paths of the destroyer. Who's the destroyer? Satan. That old devil. You know, he has paths. This whole world has paths. There's an evil path. There's the path of man. There's wicked paths. There are all kinds of paths out there. God says, stand in the way and see. Folks, we need to open our eyes. We don't need to be deceived any longer. We need to see that there is a path that we should follow. And there are other paths that are temptations for us to follow. In Psalm 23, David says, He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. You know, there are righteous paths. There are good ways. There are good paths. Those are the things that we need to follow. In Psalm 25, David makes this statement and says, show me thy ways. Teach me thy paths. As human beings, Jeremiah tells us the way of man is not in himself. We're not able to direct for ourselves. So as we take a step back and we see the ways and we see the paths and we open our eyes, we then need to go to God for counsel, for instruction, for the way to go so we can find the old paths and walk therein. When's the last time you went to God and said, God, show me thy paths. God, show me thy ways. O Lord, teach me thy paths. Most of the time, when confronted with the paths of the life, we just go with the one that seems to be the best. We pick and choose. We say, well, this looks like the right way. This seems like the right way. But when's the last time we said, God, show me. God, teach me. The Bible says that the Word of God is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. The Word of God is supposed to be the flashlight revealing the old paths. Revealing the good way. Revealing the way that we should go. Did you notice what it said here about these people that Job was talking about? They didn't want to be in the light. They didn't want to be exposed by the ways and the paths that they had chosen. It was like the shadow of death to them. Did you notice that? As we were reading that. Hey, folks, listen. Naturally, we are lovers of darkness. That's our human state. We're cursed. That's our nature that we fight against, the carnal man, the natural man. How can we choose the right ways? How can we choose the right paths? If you'd like to turn your Bibles over to Proverbs chapter 2. As you're turning there, let me read a few other Proverbs to you. In Proverbs 14:12. Solomon says, there is a way which seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. In Proverbs 16:2, Solomon says, all the ways of man are clean in his own eyes, but the Lord weigheth the spirits. In verse 25 of that same chapter, he says, there is a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. That verse is given twice in Scripture, word for word. Do you suppose that in two chapters of the Bible, God forgot that He put that there? Oh, I already said that. That was a typo. No, it seems right to us. Folks, listen, I'm not criticizing your ability to choose the path. I'm just saying that we can't do it. We need God to show us the old path. We need God to direct our steps. Look at verse 6 in Proverbs 2. Solomon writes and says, for the Lord giveth wisdom. Out of His mouth cometh knowledge and understanding. He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He keepeth the paths of judgment and preserveth the way of his saints. Then. Okay, so far we have who directing this? Man? No. God. So we have he. Then shall thou understand righteousness. So when will we understand righteousness? When he is in charge. When he shows us. When he teaches us. When he keeps us. When he lays up these things for us. Then shalt thou understand righteousness and judgment and equity. Yea, every good path. Where does God want us to walk? In the good paths. In the old paths. In the right ways. Where is the good way? I told you last week that back in Jeremiah chapter 6 and verse 16, this particular phrase, where is the good way, is not a question. It's a statement. In the old paths that we're supposed to ask for, that is where the good way is. Can we know it for ourselves? Can we search it out for ourselves? Can we find it for ourselves? No, we have to ask for it. And God will show us. So God's the one that gives us the wisdom. God's the one that shows us his ways and teaches us his paths. Look at what we're going to continue on here in Proverbs 2. I'm just bouncing around a little bit. So just stay right there. I'll pick it back up again. Just put your finger there and then just listen to my wanderings as I chase rabbits. Okay. Now, where was I? I need to put my finger there. When wisdom entereth into thine heart and knowledge is pleasant unto thy soul, discretion shall preserve thee. Understanding shall keep thee. Now listen, this is great. Solomon goes on and he begins to explain how this works for mankind. How this works for us when we stand back in the way and we see and we begin to ask God for the old paths. So he says here, discretion shall preserve thee and understanding shall keep thee to deliver thee from the way of the evil man. So he said, God is the one that's in charge. He's going to show us his paths and teach us, show us his ways and teach us his paths. And he's going to do it to deliver us from going down the wrong way. From choosing the wrong path. From being deceived. Hey, listen, if you want to think of it this way, Think of an area, maybe a staging area, what they call the trailhead, right? At a trailhead, how many of you like to hike? You're hikers, okay? I know there's lots of hikers in here. Okay, you come to an area, right? A trailhead where there'll be, at that one particular place, there'll be different paths, right? Different trails that you can go on. This trail goes for, 1.2 miles, and this trail goes for 3.7 miles, and this trail goes for 12.6 miles, and whatever, there's different trails, right? This one's an easy trail. This one's a medium trail. This one's an expert trail. This one's the death trail. Whatever it might be. and you're going to choose what trail you're going to walk there in, okay? You all know what I'm talking about. Picture life as standing at the trailhead and seeing the ways. And then picture a salesman at each path. Hey, you want to come to this trail? This is the trail right here. This is the one for you. And they're going to try to talk you into that trail. And then this one's going to try to talk you into that trail. And this one's going to try to talk you into going down this trail. And listen, folks, God's standing at the trail saying, hey, you need to come down this trail. All these trails are pulling at us in life. All these paths are trying to get us to come. He says this is going to deliver us from the way of the evil man, from the man that speaketh froward things. These evil people, they leave the paths of uprightness to walk in the ways of darkness, who rejoice to do evil and delight in the frowardness of the wicked, whose ways are crooked and they froward in their paths. To deliver thee from the strange woman, even from the stranger which flattereth with her words, which forsaketh the guide of her youth and forgetteth the covenant of her God. For her house inclineth unto death, and her paths unto the dead. None that go unto her return again, neither they take hold the paths of life, that thou mayest walk in the way of good men, and keep the paths of the righteous. For the upright shall dwell in the land, and the perfect shall remain in it, but the wicked shall be cut off from the earth, and the transgressors shall be rooted out of it. Folks, these things are of a truth. You've got to understand there is deception and deceit and the evil way. They're looking for a way to lure you down these paths and to deceive you and to draw you from the evil or to the evil way, from the old paths, the good way that you should walk therein. How can we succeed? How can we deal righteously with our God? We can submit to Him. Folks, all I can say to you is that we can't make this choice on our own. God has to be the one in control of your life. You have to give your life and your choices and your decisions to God. Do you not understand that our ways and our thoughts are not His thoughts? In Isaiah 55, He says, "Seek the Lord while He may be found. Call ye upon Him while He is near. Let the wicked forsake his way, and the unrighteous man his thoughts. And let him return unto the Lord, and He will have mercy upon him, and to our God, for He will abundantly pardon." Folks, we have to forsake our own way. We have to forsake our own thoughts. We have to forsake what we think is right and return unto God. God said to His people, if you'll stand in the way and see. He says, people, you've been deceived. The priests have gone away. The Levites have gone away. The people are covetous. They've gone a different path. You need to take a step back. Unless, because if you don't, I'm going to make you desolate. Judgment is going to come. You've got to repent. And I'm telling you, folks, we're in a day and a time that we've been hoodwinked by this world. We've been deceived. Tonight, we're going to continue talking about the Ten Commandments and the things of God. We've come a long way. Just like these people in this time of Jeremiah, they had gone so far down that rabbit hole, they had gone so far down the wrong path that they were not even ashamed anymore of the sin and the wickedness they were committing. Folks, in our world today, even good Christians have gone down this path to some degree. We need to forsake it. Isaiah said, look, you need to let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord. We need to come back to God. We need to make sure that His ways are our ways and His thoughts are our thoughts. He finishes this passage and says, For my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Folks, we need an old-fashioned revival of the people of God returning to the ways of God. Returning to the old paths. Where is the good way that we should walk therein? I love Proverbs chapter 8. In our homeschool program, we've had our kids memorize this chapter this school year. I think they're on chapter, or they're on verse 30, 31, 32, 34. I'm behind. Verse 34, they're on this way. There's 36 verses, I believe, so they got two left. And even, yeah, I'll encourage you to do this. My four-year-old, she loves to show off. She a little bit, she gets a little proud. But she can, she on verse 31, 2, somewhere in there? She can say them all pretty well, without any help. That's pretty good, because I can't. I don't know if I can do that even. But I love how Proverbs 8 starts out. Doth not wisdom cry? And understanding put forth her voice? She standeth in the way. She standeth at the top of high places. See, I told you I have a hard time with this. By the way, in the places of the paths. She crieth at the gates, at the entry of the city, at the coming in at the doors. Unto you, O men, I call, and my voice is to the sons of man. O ye simple, understand wisdom, and ye fools, be of an understanding heart. Folks, God is wanting us to ask for the old paths, to stand in the way and see. He's not hiding it from us. He just wants us to turn aside from our own reasoning. That's why the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 3 that we're supposed to do what? Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy, what? Ways. Acknowledge Him and we shall direct our own paths. No, that's not what it says at all. And He shall direct thy paths. He says, ask for the old paths. Where is the good way? And walk therein. Folks, we have a sight problem. We have a hearing problem. Because we still retain those things for ourselves. We see what we want to see. We hear what we want to hear. And ultimately, we do what we want to do. That's how we are as man. Until we give those over to God, we're going to struggle. We're going to go down the wrong path. We're going to choose the wrong ways in our life, time after time. David said in Psalm 1, blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like the tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. In Deuteronomy chapter 5, God told his people, ye shall observe to do therefore, as the Lord your God hath commanded you. Ye shall not turn aside to the right hand or to the left. Ye shall walk in all the ways which the Lord your God hath commanded you, that ye may live, and that it may be well with you, and that ye may prolong your days in the land which ye shall possess. Folks, God wants our days to be abundant. He wants our lives to be successful. He wants us to flourish. He wants us to do well, but it's only going to happen His way. It's not going to happen our way. Our ways lead to the ways of destruction. Our ways lead to misery. Our paths that we choose and reason... Listen, I know this is probably a silly example, but you know, I'm a terrible decision maker when it comes to lines. Go to the grocery store, or you're driving down the interstate, I always get in the wrong lane. I think it's the shorter way. Then I commit and I get to it, and then everybody else starts passing me. I'll go to Walmart. You know, there's all these people. And it's like, okay, I'm going to get by. This person, there's only two people in this line. There's 10 people in this line. Guess which line moves faster? The 10. Yeah, it's happened to you too. Yeah. We think we got it figured out. We don't, do we? Life is much similar. In Acts chapter 2, the Bible tells us, Thou hast made known to me the ways of life. Thou shalt make me full of joy with thy countenance. You understand that God wants us to live life abundantly. He wants us to have joy in life, and it's going to become that way when we ask God to show us the old path. There are many ways to choose from. And God wants us to make the right choice. He said to His people, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your soul. God's promises are true. God's ways are sure. They're better than anything mankind can come up with. They're better than anything this world can offer. They're better than anything the devil can lure you away with. Choose God's path.